We have big news as a company called Procisa has just raised $46 million. This is their Series C, and this is helping propel AI-driven pathology into the mainstream right now. There's a bunch of interesting articles about this, but essentially what they're doing right now is Procisa is allowing, or is essentially has a platform, which is a digital pathology software for helping, with, I would assume, vaccines and studying, pathology and a lot of these different diseases, strains, those types of things. This is an area that I'm really fascinated and interested in. I am in no, way, shape, or form a healthcare expert or professional, but I love seeing how AI is getting involved with healthcare. Especially when we start seeing a lot of these studies and a lot of these projects where they're using AI to help discover, new solutions, new drugs, new medicine. I think this is amazing. So this is really exciting. They've just raised $9 million. It's an extension of their Series C, which total has raised $46 million, which is absolutely amazing. And essentially, all of this is following, they just got FDA clearance for Procisa's digital pathology software platform, which is really hoping to kind of expand their presence in the US. And this is in kind of the diagnostic market, right? So the Series C was led by Highline Capital Management and also Triangle Peak Partners. They had some participation from Alpha Intelligence Capital, Scale Venture Partners, Hitachi Ventures, and a couple others. But overall, really, really interesting. They said that the funds that they are raising now are going to be used to essentially help accelerate commercial growth and then also the development of different AI-powered applications for life sciences and diagnostic labs. In a recent quote or in a recent interview, David West, who's the co-founder and also CEO, said, quote, "We're so excited about this regulatory clearance. It basically lets us sell our diagnostics products into the US market at a time when the world really needs it." So Procisa's platform right now is used by 14 of the top 20 pharmaceutical companies to essentially facilitate drug discovery and development through pathology image data analysis, which is really interesting. Again, one of my favorite areas when you're able to actually use this, these software, use these AI tools to help discover new drugs. I think this is amazing and really, yeah, it's just an incredible use case for this. And it's interesting because they're actually doing this through, image data analysis, which I think is, pathology image data analysis, and they're able to use that to help find new drugs. I think this is incredible. So with their new FDA clearance, they're essentially aiming to address the challenges of, right now I think there's kind of a global pathologist shortage. I think a lot of different medical fields are seeing shortages. There's rising cancer rates, and they're able to essentially offer their digital pathology solutions to diagnostics labs, which are going to help them with both of these problems. So they also said, their CEO recently also said, pathology data is incredibly infrastructure intensive. He's kind of highlighting the significant data scale and also the importance of AI and cloud services in managing it. I mean, maybe he's just talking up his own game because it's obviously his company's a solution, but I tend to kind of agree. Right now, Procisa employs an open source platform approach for the development and deployment of AI applications. So it's kind of like OpenAI's ChatGPT app marketplace that they have, right? The GPT store, they have some interesting solutions that kind of align with there, but they're doing them obviously exclusively for healthcare and for kind of like drug discovery and in this field. So the company's new AI application essentially is going to automate a bunch of different tasks like quality control, tumor identification, and really they're trying to make it, essentially what their platform is doing is making pathologists work more efficient, right? So things they're already doing, they're now able to be more efficient when they do it. Their CEO West recently said, quote, "I think in many ways Silicon Valley had kind of ignored pathology." And so it feels like they're trying to fill this gap that might have been missed. So with the new funding and also FDA clearance, Procisa right now is looking to essentially lead the transition to data-driven AI-powered pathology. And really their goal is just to improve patient outcomes, right? And I think that's fantastic. Their strategy overall, I think, kind of involves leveraging digital pathology and then also AI integrations. And I think this really is kind of positioning it as a very interesting player in the healthcare kind of technology space. I'm really excited to see where this goes in the future and how this kind of rolls out, what new drugs are discovered, and how this really makes the lives of pathologists easier in the future.